Penguin Audio presents The Ghosts of Tupelo Landing by Sheila Turnage. Read by Lauren Fortgang. Chapter 1. A Master of Disguise. Desperado Detective Agency's second big case snuck up on Dale and me at the end of summer, dressed in the happy-go-lucky colors and excitement of an auction. Mystery is a master of disguise, Miss Lana always says, and this one proved her point. It pitched a red and white striped tent in the meadow by the ancient Tupelo Inn on the edge of town, and plastered the countryside with notices of its arrival. Auction, Wednesday, August 24th, the old Tupelo Inn, 1880 Inn and Medicinal Springs, closed October 22nd, 1938. Read all fine print. Buddha Jackson, auctioneer. The mystery Dale and I came face to face with there would wake up ghosts and shake up history. Not that I, Miss Moses LeBeau, rising sixth grader and co-founder of Desperado Detective Agency, was thinking mystery that Wednesday morning as I shoveled crushed ice into the cafe's water glasses. I scanned the breakfast crowd and the 7-up clock on the wall. 6:45 a.m. Where on earth was Dale? He should have been here a half hour ago. Dale Earnhardt Johnson III, my best friend and co-sleuth, lives just outside town. Ever since his daddy went back to jail, he's been sleeping ragged and long. So has his dog, Queen Elizabeth II.
Order up,
the colonel called out over the cafe hubbub. Got it, Miss Lana cried, spinning past in her pale yellow 1950s sundress and glossy Ava Gardner.